Lorna Golombek is an accomplished holistic health practitioner with over 30 years' experience in the health and wellness industry, and she is the founder of Seed Physiotherapy. She has extensive skills in physiotherapy, cancer rehabilitation, and women's wellness support using epigenetic precision health coaching. Lorna joins 101.5's Morning Magazine for our Tuesday's edition of Health and Wellbeing in her role as a health and wellness coach. Good morning, Lorna. Now, you always have a way of turning everyday habits into deeper insights about our bodies and how they really work. What's our topic for today?
Well, thank you, Rosemary. Today I would like to talk about hydration, but not just water. So most of us think that we've ticked the hydration box if we're drinking 8 glasses a day, but your body might still be thirsty on a cellular level. So when we look at true hydration, it's actually the ability of your cells to absorb and use that water, as that is what fuels your energy, detoxification, and flexibility in all of our tissues.
Wow, that's a little bit interesting. So it's not just about drinking how much we drink.
Exactly. You can drink plenty of water and still feel tired and stiff or foggy if that water isn't actually getting into your cells. So hydration is about fluid balance in the fascia, the electrolytes, and minerals, all of which help move water in and out of the cells efficiently. So think of your fascia, your connective tissue, like a sponge. When it's hydrated, you can move easily, your lymph system flows well, and your body feels light and alive. And when it's dry, everything feels stuck and sluggish.
So how do we know if we're hydrated on that deeper level, Lorna?
So some signs will actually go beyond thirst. In fact, if you've hit the thirst, you need a lot more water than just your 8 glasses.
Yeah.
Fatigue that hits mid-afternoon, brain fog, achy joints, dry skin, constipation, or even actually feeling puffy can actually all be clues that your cells are struggling to stay hydrated. Because when that fascia and lymph fluid gets sluggish, the toxins can't clear as well, and that's when your energy production drops.
Oh, there you go. So what can we do to hydrate those cells and move that level up?
So starting with your quality water, you can add a pinch of sea salt or electrolytes to help the minerals that pull water into your cells. And you can also eat hydrating foods like cucumber, berries, melon, leafy greens, as they bring structured water that your body absorbs really easily. And then also remember the movement piece. So moving throughout the day helps actually act like a pump that keeps the fascia and fluid and lymph flowing, as hydration and movement are best friends. And lastly, breathe deeply, as each breath moves your lymph system and supports the acid-base balance, both of which are vital for hydration.
Well, I love that. So hydration is a whole body process, not just a glass of water.
Exactly, Rosemary. So when your fascia and cells are hydrated, you'll feel clearer, calmer, and more energized. Your skin glows, your joints move more freely, and your detox pathways work smoothly. It's one of the simplest ways to support longevity and vitality, especially for women in midlife when hormones and connective tissue naturally become drier.
Have you got any final takeaway little snippets for our listeners, Lorna?
Always, Rosemary. So let's think about focusing on drinking and absorbing our water this week, adding in minerals, eat some colourful plants, move your body and breathe a little deeper. Your body isn't just craving water, it's also craving flow. So when you keep that water moving inside you, your energy, your mood and your well-being can follow.
Oh, beautifully said, Lorna. Thanks so much for everything that you're telling us now, and we can just stay that little bit more hydrated from the inside out. Lorna, as always, it's great talking to you. And listeners, we've been talking to Lorna Golombek here on 101.5 FM, keeping our community informed and connected. And to listen again or to find out past interviews with Lorna or any of our other health and well-being guests like Kay Kerr and our nutritionalist Katie King, head to the 101.5fm.com.au website, select podcast and click on and search the icon for the type that you're interested in. Lorna, as usual, appreciate your time and your knowledge. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Rosemary.